朋友弟兄姊妹们你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天的题目是圣灵做凭据，讲到圣灵拜访我们的时候会唤醒我们，给我们心中摆下一个对未来对神的渴望，而神会要来应允在我们心里真实的这样一个渴望的祷告，让我们一起来分享。
I'd like to speak to you from based on a verse in the book of Corinthians, speaking about the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要来看的经文是在哥林多后书。
And in 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
And the first chapter.
第一章。
And the 22nd verse.
第一章第二十二节。
Go ahead and read it, Chilan.
他又用印印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
He's given the Holy Spirit, has sealed us, given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts.
他用印印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
Now that word earnest is a very interesting word.
凭据这个字是很有意思的。
You can think of it as an engagement ring.
你可以把它想作是订婚戒指。
Engagement ring is something of value.
订婚戒指是有价值的东西。
Something costs a lot of money.
是要花很多钱才买的。
Especially when a couple are young and they don't have a lot of money that they've accomplished to acquire in life.
特别是当一对年轻人他们在生命中还没有多少成就的时候也没有多少钱。
But it's not only something that's worthwhile,
it's something that's
valuable.
有价值的是贵重的。
But it's a promise of something much more valuable, isn't it?
而且这个东西是一个承诺就为一个更有价值的东西作为承诺。
Now, you married people may not believe it's more valuable.
你们已婚的人或许 不相信这个更有价值。
You might say, well, if I realized what was coming, I wouldn't even take the ring.
你或许会说如果我知道将要发生的事情我或许连这个戒指都不接受了。
But you see, we're not talking about people already married.
但是我们不是在讲那些已婚的人。
And so they sit and dream and look at that ring and look at it and turn the light and
所以他们就坐
着 be sure they hold it so other people can see it easily.
他们就坐在那边看那个戒指、哦、让别人都很容易看得见。
Because it's a promise, isn't it? Something lovely coming.
因为这是一个承诺就是美好的事情要来到。但是这戒指的本身有它的价值。
For instance, like a wealthy man will leave some money in his will for his children.
譬如像一个有钱人，他会在遗嘱中留下一些钱给他的孩子。
But he's too wise to give it to them all at once.
但是他太聪明了，不会一下子把钱全部都给孩子。
He'll put it in a trust fund. So when they're say 25 years of age,
他会把它放在一个信托基金当中。譬如说，等到他们到了二十岁了
，Well then they'll get the whole amount.
然后他们才会得到全数的钱。
But before they get the whole amount, they get a portion.
但是在他们得到全数的钱之前，他们先得着一部分。
And that portion is a promise.
那个部分就是一个承诺
of wonderful things to come
就是奇妙的事情要来到了
it has its own value
它有它自己的价值
it isn't just a promise
它不只是一个承诺
a promise can be kind of empty
一个承诺可能只是空洞的
of course we'll have faith in the person who made the promise
当然我们会对于 做这个承诺的人有信心
But we like a little bit in hand, don't we?
但是我们喜欢手上有一些东西，对不对？
As one man going through a very difficult struggle economically,
当一个人在经济上经过一段很艰难的挣扎。
And he read that scripture where it said, God said, the cattle on 1,000 hills are mine.
他读到那经文说，神说千山的牛羊都是我的。
And this man that was struggling economically said, God, I wish you'd give me a lasso.I mean, it doesn't help much.
他就说神啊，我真希望你给我一条绳子。
It doesn't help much. They're all his. I mean,
这些都是神的，没有多少帮助，对我没有帮助。
So this is a promise based on the things that God gives now.
所以这个应许是根据神现在给的东西。
And there's one thing that the Spirit gives
圣灵给的有一样
that, to me is very, very interesting
对我来讲是很有意思的
And there's a parallel to it in natural life
在自然的生活中有一个比较
And that is we could call it kind of like an awakening
这我们可以把它称作像是一个觉醒一样
Some people awaken earlier, and some people awaken later in life.
有的人在人生中觉醒得早，有的人觉醒得晚。
And of course, some people never seem to wake up.
当然，有些人好像从来就没有醒过来一样。
But it's that awakening I'm thinking of.
但是我在想的就是那个觉醒。
greatness in any walk of life, whether in the arts or in science or in music or
在人生中各行各业的伟大，不管是在艺术
还
是音乐
in any profession or any occupation in life,
在人生中的任何专业或者是行业上
has to do with someone that's been awakened.
这都关系到一个已经被唤醒的人
and awakened in the sense of ambition.
被唤醒的是在他的雄心方面。
I want that.
我要那个。
Now, children with, shall we say, at least ambitious parents will be taken to school and forced into more school and forced into more school and finally into high school and finally into college and maybe university.
孩子们如果他的父母是有雄心的就会强迫他们去上学一直念书一直念书然后念完了中学再念大学
And they fight it all through life.
他们在人生中就一直这样子努力
It never awakens in them that I want it.
他们里面从来就没有被唤醒说我想要那个
And I think I can get it.
我想我能够得着它
I have that portion of the gifts of life.
我有人生中那方面的恩赐
Then if I want to, I can have that.
如果我想要的话我可以得着
I remember when I was just, still in my teens.
我记得当我十几岁的时候
We had a world famous violinist come to our little town.
我们有一个世界知名的小提琴家到我们的镇上
Something was arranged by some government agency, I think.
那是政府的一些人安排的
And I went and I heard this wonderful violinist play.
我去了，我听到这个很好的小提琴家弹奏。
I don't know how he did it.
我不晓得他是怎么做的。
But he made that violin talk.
但是他拉的时候就像小提琴在说话一样。
He was a master of it.
他是小提琴的大师。
Not like the story they tell of old Georgia.
不是像人们讲的老乔治亚的故事，乔治亚州。
Where a poor old white man
那些很
lived in a hut all alone, and people were afraid of him, and the black children were afraid of him.
他单独的住在茅舍里面。
And their parents warned, "Don't ever go up there where that white man is. Don't you ever go there."
都警告他说，你绝对不要到那个白人的地方去。
Lived all alone. He was a strange man.
他单独的活着他是一个很奇怪的人
but one day a little fellow got bolder than the rest and he crept up to that old shack where that white man lived
但是有一天有一个小孩子他比其他人都大胆他就爬到那个白人住的地方去
and he heard the strangest sounds
他听到很奇怪的声音
and he peeked through a crack
他就从裂缝中偷看
and he watched this man
他看着这个人
take out a violin and play
拿出一把小提琴在拉
It scared him half to death
就把他吓得半死
And he ran back home just out of breath
他就跑回家气都喘不过来
And said, Mommy, Mommy
他说妈妈
I went up there with that white man and I peeked through a crack
我到那里
I didn't know what he did
住的地方我从他的门缝里面偷看你知道他在做什么吗
He took a little brown baby out of a box And he twisted its ears. And he thumped its ribs. And he took a white stick to it. And you should have heard that baby cry.
他说他把一个棕色的婴儿从一个盒子里面拿出来，哦，然后又拿了一根棍子。他说跟妈妈说，你就应该听听看那个孩子的哭声。
No, he didn't play like that.
不，他。拉小提琴不是那样
的。This man played just wonderful.
这个人拉小提琴拉得很美。
And I was entranced because I was already beginning to practice a little bit.
我被迷住了，因为我早就已经在练习了。
But you know, I went home that night and I said, I can do that.
但是你知道那天晚上我回家，我说我可以做这个。
And that inspired me, and for the next several years, I would practice up to 8 and 10 hours a day.
就在未来的几年里面都鼓励了我，我一天练。八到十小时。
Someday I'm going to be able to do that.
有一天我要能够做到那样子。
And I would have, except for one thing.
我本来可以的，但是有另外一件事。
God had an argument with me.
神跟我争论了。
And he usually wins his arguments.
在争论的时候，通常神赢的。
But I was inspired. I checked myself.
但是我得到了鼓励，我就自己查看自己，我能够这样做。
I know it'll take the work. That didn't dissuade me.
我知道那需要努力，这个并不会
拦住我。But no one had to push me, and no one had to force me, and no one had to pay me.
但是不需要有人付钱给我，也不需要有人来逼我。我是自己要这样做的。
And you know, even in many other things in life, in science or in astronomy, say, or in the realm of physics or in the realm of electronics.
你知道，在人生中很多其他的方面，像是在科学上，在天文或者是在物理学或者在电子方面。
The great leaders in those things aren't those that were made to study it.
那些领域方面的领袖们，他们不是生来就是要去研究的人。
There was a day they woke up.
有一天他们唤醒了。
And said,
他们说,
I can do that.
我能够做这个。
Call it an ambition.
我们可以称
之为雄心。 Call it a moment of truth.
也可以称之为一刻之间的真理。
Call it a moment of honest evaluation of themselves.
也可以称之为很诚实的来评估自己。
They no longer see themselves as poor little people floundering and fighting through life because your mother makes you.
他们不再看自己是人生中一些很可怜的人在那里徘徊漂流着，只因为母亲这样造了你。
They turn it into a challenge.
他们把这个化为一个挑战。
I can do that.
我能够做这个。
I can be one of those.
我能够成为那样的人。
I can have that.
我能够得着那个。
There awakens an appetite.
他们里面的胃口被唤醒了。
And with the appetite, there comes also the challenge.
随着胃口来的是一个挑战。
And with the challenge, there comes the ambition.
随着挑战来的是雄心。
It says,I can do that.
说我能够做那个。
It says, I will do that.
而且说我要这样做。
No longer is my parents back of me.
这不再是我的父母在我的背后了。
Lots of people acquire certain things in life because their parents more or less make them do it.
很多人在人生中有一些成就，多多少少是因为他们的父母使得他们那样做。
My younger son can play the piano pretty well.
我的小儿子他弹琴弹得很好。
Oh, he's no great artist.
他不是伟大的艺术家。
But he couldn't play at all if his mother hadn't have helped him considerably.
但是如果没有他的母亲好好帮助他的话，他根本都没有办法弹。
Oh, he'd get away with it with half practice when he could.
他如果能够的话，只练习另一半就会跑掉了。
But his mother's ears were very keen.
但是他妈妈的耳朵非常的尖。
And he'd be playing his lessons.
他会在弹他的练习。
But her ear told her, it wasn't going right.
但是妈妈的耳朵就会告诉他说这个弹得不对。
And she'd slip into the room.
妈妈就会进到房间里面。
And he'd quick throw a comic book underneath the piano and play with both hands.
然后我儿子很快就会把一本笑话的书塞在下面用双手弹了。
Well, you see, he never became an artist.
不过你看，他一直都没有变成艺术家。
But there are those that say, "No, I don't need anybody push me now. I push myself."
但是有人会说，现在我不需要再有人来督促我，我督促我自己。
Badly enough.
这个东西我非常的想要。
I want it.
我想要它。
And I don't care what it costs me. I'm going to have it.
我不在乎我要付上什么代价，我要拥有它。
Because the challenge.My ambition, my desire.
因为这项我的渴望，我的雄心提出了挑战。
So important.
渴望是很重要的。
Because they help us govern our life.
因为这帮助我们来支配我们的人生。
And that's what the Holy Spirit does.
这就是圣灵所做的。
He gives us many glorious promises as a future.
他给了我们未来很多荣耀的应许。
But the first thing I notice he does.When he visits a life, he awakens it and leaves it with a desire.
但是我注意到，当他造访一个生命、唤醒一个生命的时候，他首先留下一个渴望。
I want to know this God.
我想要认识这一位神。
We have a member of the church.
我们教会有一位会友。
Sally Hayes. You might know her.
你们有的人或许认识她。
I don't know if she's ever given this testimony yet or not.
我不晓得她有没有讲过她的见证。
But she has a brother in Canada. She hasn't seen him for over 20 years.
但是她在加拿大有一位兄弟，她已经二十多年没有见过他了。
And he was a very, very wicked young man.
而这位兄弟他是非常非常邪恶的年轻人。
Deep into drugs.
他吸毒。
Deep into rebellion.
非常的悖逆。
Hating his sister.
恨他的姐姐
and hating the God of his sister,
恨他姐姐的神
and wanted nothing to do with him, would not even talk.
他不想要跟他有什么关系，甚至不跟他说话。
Not a word was spoken for all these years.
这么多年来，他们一句话都没有说。
And then she got a call from his wife about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
差不多两三个星期前，这位姐妹接到了他。他弟弟的太太打电话。
She was amazed that this woman called her.
他很惊讶，他的弟媳妇会打电话给他。
And informed her, "Look, I just have to call you."
他告诉他说，我就是
Sally
一定要打电话给你。
Coming, if somebody be dead or what?
这个姐妹不晓得到底发生了什么事情，不晓得是不是一个人死了还是什么。
She said, "I just have to tell you, we're both Christians."
他说，我一定要告诉你，我们两个都成为基督徒了。
She didn't know what to say.
这姐妹不晓得要说什么。
Praying for him for years.
她为他祷告了好多年。
And knew that he hated her God and hated her.
知道他的弟弟恨他也恨他的神。
So then they got to talking. He'll be visiting next week, I think.
然后他们就开始谈了。他们下礼拜会来拜访。
She said, "Why did you hate God so much?"
他就问说，为什么你以前这么恨神呢？
He said, "Because I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and he never answered my prayer."
这弟弟他就回答说，因为我一直祷告，一直祷告，祷告，但是他从来没有听我的祷告。
I prayed night after night that my daddy would come home and not be violently drunk.
因为我每个晚上都祷告说，希望我的爸爸晚上回到家的时候不会醉烂如泥。
And God never answered that prayer.
神从来没有听这个祷告。每个晚上。
We had troubles.
每个晚上我们都有麻烦。
He didn't want that God.
他不想要这位神。
And yet.
然而。
And yet she gets a telephone call.
然而这姐妹却接到了电话。
And he wants that God.
他想要这位神。
More than he wanted anything else. So he left all of his drugs. He left,
远超过其他的一切。
He left everything. They turned their life completely around.
所以他离开了毒品，离开了其他的，整个人生都扭转过来了。
And have been for about 10 months now.
到现在已经差不多有十个月了。
When the Holy Spirit visits a life, he leaves something important.
当圣灵造访一个生命的时候，他留下一件很重要的东西。
A desire for things of God.
就是对神的东西有渴慕。
All right, he had to leave his drugs, he had to leave his way of life, he had to leave a lot of things.
好，他必须离弃他的毒品，离弃他的生活方式，离弃很多东西。
No matter.
没有关系。
No matter.
没有关系。
I want this.
我想要这个。
He leaves us with a desire.
他把一个渴望留给我们。
And not only that, that desire proves.That all the promises are coming too.
而且这个渴望证明所有的应许都快要来了。
That's just the earnest. That's just the proof of what's going to be coming.
这只是一个证明将要来的东西。
The people who once hate God suddenly they don't hate him at all.
本来恨神的人忽然之间一点都不恨神。
Oh, Saint Paul was like that, wasn't he?
保罗以前也是这样子。
He hated God. Oh, he hated Jesus. Oh,
他本来恨神，恨耶稣。
He wanted to kill anybody that loved him.
他想要杀死所有爱耶稣的人。
And then one day,
然后有一天
he had a rather a short visitation.
他有一个很短的造访。
Maybe it lasted an hour.
或许持续了一小时。
But in that hour, there was left an earnest.
但是在那一小时间留下一个凭据。
There was left this proven guarantee.
留下了这个已经证明的保证。
There was left this beautiful, beautiful engagement ring.
留下了这个很美很美的订婚戒指。
And everything changed.
一切都改变了。
Everything changed.
一切都改变了。
I'm not surprised at people hating God.
人们恨神，我并不惊讶。
I'm surprised at people loving God.
人们爱神才让我惊讶。
Because it doesn't look like he's running his world very well.
因为看起来神管理他的世界并不是管得很好。
It doesn't look like he answers my prayers.
看起来他并没有听我的祷告。
That's what this young lad said. He never answered my prayer.
这就是那个少年说的，他从来不听我的祷告。
Never?
从来没有吗？
Wait a minute.
等一等。
You haven't read the last chapter yet.
你还没有读到最后一章呢。
Never?
从来没有吗？
Well, it looks like the prayer is answered, doesn't it?
但是看起来他的祷告是
没有。But not in the way he thought it would be.
但是不是按着他所以为的方式。
Not answering a small prayer.
不是在应允一个小的祷告
but answering a big, big, big prayer that he didn't know he was praying.
而是在垂听一个很大很大的祷告，甚至他自己都不晓得在做那个祷告。
He wasn't praying just to get out of trouble.
他不只是在祷告说希望能够脱离麻
烦。His real prayer was.
他真正的祷告是。
I wish I had a father that loved me.
我真希望我有一位爱我的父亲。
He never put that into words, did he?
他从来没有把这个话做
言语。He never said it that way. He probably never thought of it.
他从来没有这样说，或许他也从来没有这样想过。
But you know, God listens to our heart more than he listens to our mouth.
但是你知道，神听我们的心超过他听我们的口。
First, he puts a desire there.
首先，他把一个渴望放在里面。
And whether you realize it or not, real desires are prayers.
不管你知不知道，但是真正的渴望就是祷告。
And they're the prayers he listens to.
这就是他听的祷告。
Because he put them there.
因为是神放在那里的。
And then he'll start to go to work to make it come out.
然后神会开始工作。
Sometimes it takes years.
有时候需要花好多年。
Sometimes it takes strange experience.
有时候需要很奇异的经验。
But he's always working to answer those deep desires.
但是他总是在做工，要垂听应允那些很深的渴望。
And if God gave you the words for that desire, you would probably even pray it. Oh, that's not what I want.
如果神把那个渴望的言语给你，你或许甚至不会做这个祷告。
I don't care if my daddy loves me or not. I want him to come home and not beat me.
你或许根本不会做那个祷告了。你不会说我，你会说我不在乎我爸爸到底爱不爱我，我只希望他回家来的时候不要打我。
But that wasn't the real prayer.
但那不是真正的祷告。
God knew it wasn't.
神知道不是的。